From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama's proposed budget includes $74 billion in transportation spending. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that's an increase of 2% from current levels, although considerably less than the president wanted.
The spending would be paid for with part of what the administration calls the peace dividend, money saved from ramping down the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says half would be used to reduce the national debt.
Use the other half on a six-year transportation bill that lets American workers do some nation building right here at home.
The centerpiece of the transportation budget is a $476 billion six-year surface transportation plan with money for highways and bridges. The House and Senate are slated to begin floor debate this week on their own transportation bills, which include significantly less funding than the administration proposes. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
With a payroll tax cut and emergency unemployment benefits set to expire at the end of the month, House Republican leaders today announced a backup plan to extend only the payroll tax cut for the rest of this year. As NPR's David Wellner reports, efforts by a special committee to agree on a plan to prolong the expiring provisions have made little progress.
The top three House Republicans issued a statement threatening to have the House vote this week on a plan that would extend only the payroll tax cut. They did not say whether they would seek budget cuts elsewhere to offset the $100 billion cost of that extension. Republicans had earlier insisted on having such an offset, though many in their party maintained that revenue loss from tax cuts does not have to be made up elsewhere. While the GOP plan would keep payroll taxes from going up at the end of the month, it would not extend expiring unemployment insurance benefits, nor would it prevent a scheduled cut in Medicare doctors' payments. Congress has just over 2 weeks to resolve the impasse. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The body of singer Whitney Houston is expected to be flown back to New Jersey for a funeral to be held later this week. The Associated Press quoting individuals on condition of anonymity. The 48-year-old pop star was found dead in her Los Angeles hotel room over the weekend. Lieutenant Mark Rosen with the Beverly Hills Police Department says Houston was found in a hotel bathtub by a member of her staff.
My understanding is that she was pulled out by somebody or persons on her staff prior to any paramedics or hotel security arriving on scene.
Rosen says police are not investigating Houston's death as a homicide. A cause of death has not been announced. AT&T wireless users are likely to be seeing increases in their monthly bills under a new policy. AT&T has started cutting the data speeds of some of its heaviest users. AT&T has about 17 million customers with unlimited data plans that could be subject to the change. U.S. markets entered the session higher today in part on news that the Greek parliament has signed off on an austerity plan. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 72 points to close at 12,874. The Nasdaq rose 27 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The judge overseeing the child sex abuse case of former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky says he will be able to see some of his grandchildren while awaiting trial. Judge also ruling Sandusky can use a local jury to hear his case. Prosecutors had sought to have Sandusky confined to his home amid complaints from some neighbors, but the judge denied that request. Prosecutors had also pushed for an out-of-county jury to hear the case. Sandusky faces 52 criminal counts on charges he sexually abused 10 boys over a 15-year period. He has denied the allegations. Apple says it has asked the Fair Labor Association to look into its supplier factories in China, including the huge Foxconn plant. NPR's Margot Adler reports it's part of a response to criticism of worker conditions at the factory.
The statement from Apple says that labor rights inspectors have already started to look at Foxconn City in Shenzhen, China. Criticism of conditions and working hours at the factory was reported in the New York Times on This American Life and was first the subject of a play by Mike Daisy, The Agony and Ecstasy of Steve Jobs. Last Thursday, activists from Change.org handed in 250,000 signatures to Apple stores in New York, London, Bangalore, and other cities. Apple joined the Fair Labor Association last month and has also released a list of its suppliers. Apple says it will post the results of the investigation online. It also says the Fair Labor Association will visit other assembly plants that Apple uses. Margot Adler, NPR News.
For the second time in as many weeks, an investigation into fires have been breaking out in vehicle drivers' side doors. This time it involves Chevy Trailblazer sport utility vehicles from 2006 and 2007. A similar investigation was launched into fires in 2007 Toyota Camry and RAV4 models. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.